Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studio at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel 4, verses 8 to 11 says, "Woe to us! Who can deliver us from the power of these mighty gods? These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with every sort of plague in the wilderness. Take courage and be men, O Philistines, lest you become slaves to the Hebrews as they have been to you. Be men and fight." So the Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated, and they fled, every man to his home. And there was a very great slaughter, for 30,000 foot soldiers of Israel fell. And the ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died. Hophni and Phinehas, they were manipulators, not leaders. They attempted to use God and the position God gave them to satisfy their fleshly desires. They manipulated the people to be their suppliers and fed off the power their position garnered them. They seemed instrumental in grabbing the ark and trying to force God to win in this battle for them. Hophni and Phinehas were known as worthless men because they were totally focused on themselves. God didn't make us to be focused on ourselves. He made us to be focused on Him and others. We should be thinking about what God's plans are for us today and how we can be used to show the world around us who He is, through our conduct, through our actions, through our generosity, whatever it might be. For Hophni and Phinehas, God seemed to draw His final line in the sand, and when they crossed it, they were ushered into His presence, something they had probably never experienced before. That's sad. But yet so many of us ignore God on a daily basis as well, and one day we will all be ushered into His presence. It may be a surprise as to when that happens. But it shouldn't surprise us that it will happen, and we should be prepared for that day. God loves each one of us and has a plan for us, and if we're willing to listen to that plan and be obedient to Him, then that day will be a great day, not a disaster. For many who close their eyes on this life, that day is a tragedy rather than a celebration. Because everything they live for, they're going to leave behind. The comfort, their resources, their power, and their authority will all be over. Today, if you hear my voice, there's still time for you to come to God, to walk with Him, to be intimate with Him, to think about what His plans are for you, and to love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love the people around you. We don't use God, and we don't use people. We love both, because that's how we were created. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch, on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.